Welcome to another episode of Optimal Health for Busy Entrepreneurs. I'm your host, Julian Hayes II, and this is a Mental Model Monday. And what we're talking about today is making your life and health pandemic-proof. So when chaos, distractions, or even moments where you don't know what's to come down the road is knocking at your door, your healthy habits is often the first thing to disappear. While it's easy to get emotionally swept in the current moment of uncertainty and distractions, part of being a high performer, becoming superhuman, is rising to the occasion during these very moments. It's in these very moments of chaos and uncertainty that people need you the most. But, and this is a big caveat, before you can serve others, whether it's in your business, your team, or even your family, you must serve yourself. You must fill your bucket up and put your oxygen mask on first. And this starts with pandemic-proofing your life and health. So as you look to accomplish this, there's a gazillion potential habits that you could implement, but I want you to focus on three high-yielding ones for right now. And the very first one is to adopt the 90-90 rule. If you take a quick look at our default environment, it's not conducive for a high-performance life. Whether it's the food environment that's full of tasty and convenient foods that lack any substance, or the business environment that's littered with distractions around every corner, providing these pleasurable hits of dopamine nonstop, but they offer very little long-term dividends, you must be mindful of your daily operations. And to reign control of your daily operations, this starts with you taking control of your schedule, specifically the bookends to your day, morning and night. So the first high-performance habit to pandemic-proofing your life and health is to commit to establishing a priming and regeneration routine. So a priming routine is the morning habits that are essential for specifically you. And these habits are priming you and helping you be ready to perform at your best that day. So think of this as priming your body and your brain for a day of high performance. And on the opposite end of the spectrum is the regeneration routine. This is where you'll commit to the habits that will best help your brain and body relax and recharge from a long day. So in a pandemic, or a crazy busy work season, or any other sort of heightened period, if you don't take control of your time, something else will fill the void. And it's a guarantee that your goals, and especially your health, aren't going to be one of the candidates to fill that void. So as we think about priming and regeneration routine, pretend the first and last 90 minutes of your day is a movie script. Jot down verbatim your script, which in this case is, could be things such as connecting with your loved ones. It could be journaling, meditating, planning out your training and your nutrition, preparing or even reflecting for that day, or anything else that is going to help you show up as the best version of yourself. A successful day starts the night before. So now to habit number two, establish boundaries and perimeters. So in these times of uncertainty right now, these hectic times, these stressful times, it's easy and it's quite natural to develop tunnel vision. And in the process, you can let this outweigh your own needs. And this is how a martyr is born. But on the opposite end, on the opposite end of the spectrum, the high performer, the superhuman, they will avoid this martyr trap because they know over the long haul that only when their bucket is full will they be the most effective. So even in these times right now that we're in, even with all the stress, distractions, the uncertainty, the unknowns, high performers are strategically selfish to ensure that they show up as the best version of themselves. Being strategically selfish ensures that your emotional and your mental well-being is taken into account. And when you have your mental and your emotional well-being taken into account, that is going to physically help you as well. And if you think about this for a few seconds, your emotions and mindset can serve as your biggest competitive advantage, or this could be the very thing that anchors you down from getting what you want most out of life. So to ensure that your bucket remains full and overflows, establish personal boundaries and routines to guard your mental and emotional energy. So as you establish these boundaries and these routines, the average person, when you say this to them, the regular human, they might see this as being dull. It's rigid. It's robotic. This can feel suffocating to them, but it's the opposite for the high performer. You see, establishing boundaries, routines, principles, and rules helps to conserve energy, helps to be much more efficient and effective throughout the day. This helps create the necessary discipline needed for a successful life, regardless of what's going on in the world. As the former Navy SEAL commander and author Jocko Willink states, discipline equals freedom. And you can also add sustained peak performance to this equation. Discipline equals sustained peak performance. So with uncertainty and heightened stress, you can experience a feeling of losing control. But when you establish these boundaries and rules, you're going to bring more certainty to your life, even though you may be living in a very uncertain time. So take some time today, jot down 4 to 6 core values to your everyday life. Put those in your wallet on a little note card if you need to. And there's no need to overcomplicate this. This could be something as simple as having a designated writing time, a meditating time, an exercise time, or just some values, things that you stand for to remind yourself of what is most important to you. So for the last one, habit number 3 is to reflect before acting. So the natural inclination, whether it's with life or business, during these uncertain times, times of struggle, times of stress, no matter what it is, it's often the default to just work harder. And this may seem paradoxical, but the very opposite is the actual antidote. The more chaotic life feels, the more urgent life is becoming, the more pivotal it is for you to slow down and recalibrate before doing anything else. It's imperative to reflect because you're most likely in a heightened emotional state, and this could cloud your decision-making. It's counterintuitive, but reflection and inquiry, not the action itself, is what makes the difference for top performers. Think of yourself as if you're an NBA All-Star. Reflection and inquiry is watching the film and studying your opponent's tendencies. The action itself is merely playing the game, and that should be second nature, along with you operating off of what you have studied in the film room. The high performer is the same as the NBA All-Star. So when taking action, when taking strides during these times that we're in right now, it's only done after you inquire, after you reflect, or as we say, study the film. Only after this is when it's time to take action. Doing so prevents you from acting out of randomness and using hope as a strategy, which as a top performer, you cannot afford to do because you're already living in such a time-constrained life. Many people hope and guess about their health. They don't study beforehand, and this is why they're on the proverbial seesaw when it comes to their health. A few months are good, and then a few months are bad. This cannot be you. So when you adopt this philosophy of reflecting before acting, you're operating with the utmost precision towards your challenges. And this applies to your business, your relationships, and your health. This saves you time in the long run because you're less likely to implement plans that were doomed to fail in the long term. So pausing and creating space, this serves as your biggest gift because it allows you to have the time and space necessary to see the different angles and insights to your current problems and obstacles. So uncertainty may be widespread right now. Anxiety may be ratcheting up at all-time levels around you right now. But if you have your core high-performance habits anchored down, you are becoming pandemic-proof and you won't be blown offshore from the inevitable tough and uncertain moments of life that is bound to appear. So with that said, stay awesome, be limitless, and go be superhuman. Peace. If you are a high-performance entrepreneur, leader, or executive looking to supercharge your energy and become the most enhanced version of yourself without the guesswork, and you're tired of cookie-cutter templates, randomly guessing and hoping the next thing will work, and you actually want a precise and bespoke health optimization and performance roadmap that is in-depth, data-driven, and custom-tailored specifically for you, then my superhuman coaching programs are probably a good fit for you. No stones will be left untouched. Now, it's not a good fit for you if you are someone who does not want to invest the time, the commitment, nor the energy into getting the results. But if you are someone who is ready to start their N of One journey, upgrade their body and brain with precision, and truly live a limitless life, I invite you to apply by heading over to theartoffitnessandlife.com/us, and you'll get the opportunity to talk with me for 60 minutes, and we'll take a deep dive into where you currently are and where you're trying to go, and then we'll decide if this is a good fit for you and me. And if it is, I'll extend an invitation for us to work together. Once again, to apply, head over to theartoffitnessandlife.com/us. I look forward to hearing from you.